Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the last great day. In our last program, we talked about how God has blinded the majority of people who have ever lived. That includes Gentiles, and we covered the blindness of the Gentiles in our last program. Please read Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 27, if you missed our last program. Now today we're going to talk about the fact that God has blinded the minds of Israelites. And when we talk about blindness, we're talking about blindness that is spiritual. God has put spiritual blinders on the minds of the Israelites so that they cannot see that Jesus is their Savior. And you can only see that Jesus is your Savior if you have the Holy Spirit, which opens up your mind and gives you faith to see that Jesus is your Savior. But God has not opened up the minds. God has not given His Holy Spirit to the majority of Israelites who have ever lived, including those who are alive today. But God will make them to see at a time in the future, and that future time is during the last great day. So let's turn over to John chapter 12, and we'll read verses 37 through 40. This is John chapter 12, and verses 37 through 40. And by the way, if you ever have a question about anything that we're teaching, the first thing I would hope that you would do is log on to our website to read our free literature, because that will give you an opportunity to study it at your leisure. Everything is free. All right, you can read it online or you can download it. They're PDF files. So feel free to read it as often as you want, study it as long as you want, and that should answer a lot of questions. Also, if you want to, we keep a month's worth of radio programs on our website, so you can listen to the radio programs over and over again. You can download those and save them, burn them to a CD, put them on your MP3 player, whatever you want to do, and listen to them as often as you need to really let this truth that God is revealing to you sink in. But then, of course, if you still have a question, feel free to call. You can call at any time, and we'll do our best to answer your questions, okay? So now let's turn over to John chapter 12 and verses 37 through 40. This is talking about the blindness, the spiritual blindness that's covering the eyes of the Israelites. Now it says, though Jesus had done so many miracles before them, the Israelites, yet they did not believe on him. Why? Is it because they're just evil people? Is it that they are just horrible people? Listen, if you were back there in Jesus' time, if I was back there in Jesus' time, and he had not chosen us, all right, many are called, but few are chosen, and as we saw in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus chooses those to whom he will reveal himself. God directs that. So if God had not revealed himself to us, then we would be just like those people. So before you criticize anybody, make sure you evaluate the situation, because you would be criticizing yourself. And I take that to heart as well. So it says here, they did not believe on him, and we would not have believed on him, and we would have done the same thing that Adam and Eve did, namely, we would not have believed God, and we would have disobeyed God. All right, when you believe God, you obey him. When you disbelieve God, you disobey him. So they did not believe, we would not have believed either, and it takes the Holy Spirit being in us, which means that God is in us, to give us that spirit of obedience, which comes from faith. All right, but they did not believe on him. Now why? Is it because they were evil? No. God gives the answer. The answer is, the reason that they did not believe on him is so that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Isaiah the prophet said this, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now that's that same word that we saw in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus was saying that no man can know the Son except to whosoever the Son will reveal himself. So Jesus has to take the initiative to reveal himself to someone. Alright, this is the same thing here. People, the Israelites, during Jesus' time, even though he did many miracles before them, as it says in John chapter 12, verses 37 through 40, these people did not believe on him, but it's not because they were evil, because they were horrible people. They did not believe on him because God has not chosen to reveal himself to them. Now you might be saying, well, wait a minute, Jesus was there, so he was revealing himself to them. No, it's a different level of revelation. This is something that is so important to understand. Jesus and God can be with us, but that's not what converts us. Jesus and God the Father can be with us, but that is not what converts us. What converts us is God in us. What converts us is Jesus the Christ in us. What converts us is the Holy Spirit in us. That's why I try to say at the end of every program, may God be in you. Because God being in you is what makes it possible for you to know Jesus as your personal Savior. It allows you to know the Father as your Father. It allows you to understand all that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us. It allows us to have faith so that we can see these spiritual things and accept them and go on to obey God, okay? So it's saying here, Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? Who's believed the preaching of the gospel? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now, what is the conclusion? The obvious assumption is that it hasn't been revealed. God's arm hasn't been revealed to very many people. The obvious assumption is that not many people have believed the Lord's report. Now, that's an assumption so far. In our next verse, we're going to see that it's no longer an assumption, it's a stated fact. So here it is. Therefore, these people could not believe. I'm going to read this again. Therefore, these people could not believe. Why? Because God has blinded their eyes. Therefore, they could not believe. It's not that they didn't want to believe necessarily. It wasn't because they were evil. They couldn't believe. Why? Because God had blinded their eyes. They couldn't believe because belief takes faith. And faith only comes through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the mind of God. It's the heart of God. So when the Holy Spirit starts working with us, then the blindness falls off of our eyes and we start to see the truths of God. But as long as God has those blinders on our eyes, we're just groping around in the dark. It's like we don't even see the miracles. We just pass right by them. So these people were blinded. Though Jesus had done many miracles before them, they were blinded so that they could not even see the miracles. They couldn't see them for the spiritual impact because they did not have eyes of faith. They just looked at the miracles that Jesus did as some kind of magician, you know? So they didn't distinguish him from any other person that could do magic, any other of the wizards of the day. So they could not see because their eyes were blinded. Notice this next part. Also, God has hardened their heart. Why? So that they can't see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, or their mind, their heart accepting God. You can't do it. Naturally speaking, there is no person who has ever lived, not one single person who has ever lived, that naturally, of the flesh, could understand God. because God is spirit. And so all things that God does have to be spiritually discerned. But we can't spiritually discern something unless we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us spiritual discernment. They did not have the Holy Spirit, therefore they could not have spiritual discernment. And nobody can. Not you, not me. We thank God that He has chosen to reveal Himself to us by giving us the Holy Spirit, which then reveals the truths of the Scriptures to us, the main one being that there's God the Father, and He's saving us through Jesus the Christ. All right? But He says very clearly that these people, though many miracles were done before them, did not believe on Him, so that the words of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Not many people have believed our report, and you have not revealed your arm to very many people. And you did not do that because you blinded people. You hardened their hearts." Why? So that they can't see. You blinded them so that they can't see. You hardened their hearts so that the love couldn't come into their hearts. You hardened their minds so that they can't understand. All right, now why? Because you didn't want them to be converted at the time. You didn't want them to be healed at that time. Now, if it wasn't at that time, if this wasn't just a temporary thing, if there wasn't some time in the future that God would convert them and heal them of their spiritual blindness, then we would say that God is a sadistic being that just takes pleasure in creating people, bringing misery upon them, and then casting them into the lake of fire. But of course, God is not like that. God has blinded their eyes, God has hardened their hearts, but only for a specific period of time. And that specific period of time would be during their physical lifetime. But God says that He will resurrect them to physical life again during the last great day, and at that time, He will take the blinders off their eyes. He will reveal Himself to them by giving them the Holy Spirit so that they can believe that Jesus is the Christ, and therefore they can be saved. Because God does not want any to perish. He wants for all people to be saved. And everybody that will be saved through Jesus the Christ. That's the only way to salvation, is through Jesus the Christ. And so God has to reveal Jesus the Christ to people, and that will occur for the majority of people who have ever lived and died. That will happen for them during the last great day. And that's exactly what the last great day pictures. Well, we're going to cover some more about the blindness of Israel in our next program. And if you want to get a head start on it, you can turn to Romans chapter 11 and read that whole chapter. In fact, you can read Romans chapter 9 through chapter 11 to give you a good background on the fact that God has blinded the minds and the hearts of the Israelites. Well, as usual, I do thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.